With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In a 216 to 213 vote, the House approves President Trump's request to claw back about $9 billion for public broadcasting and foreign aid.
Democrats argue that Republican administration's animus regarding foreign aid programs would hurt America's standing in the world. Democrats also contend the GOP stance on this issue would create a vacuum for China to fill. But the White House argues the DOGE cuts would best serve the taxpayer. Officials also say these DOGE cuts would incentivize other nations to do more to address humanitarian crises.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart in Washington. The measure now goes to President Trump for his signature. The White House says President Trump has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency.
It's a fairly common condition in older adults when blood flow valves don't work properly. The White House said the president underwent a medical checkup after he noticed mild swelling in his legs. A spokeswoman also said bruising on Donald Trump's hand that's been covered up by makeup is consistent with irritation from his frequent handshaking and the use of aspirin.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Former VP candidate Tim Walz says he's not running for president in 2028. Speaking on a podcast, the Minnesota governor said even though he's not running, he will do everything he can to help the Democrat Party. This comes after the man accused of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband said Governor Tim Walz instructed him to kill two U.S. senators. The TSA is opening two new airport security screening lanes. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced the Honor Lane and a lane for families traveling with young children. The Honor Lane will be exclusively for military members and their families. This is SRN News. A surprising new video is making the rounds on social media.
It can be found on X, and it features a pair of self-described lesbian women examining an LGBT book display for
Fellow Christian leaders are remembering the late John MacArthur. He passed away this week at the age of 86. On Facebook, Franklin Graham said, "He could get more out of a Bible verse than anyone I've ever known. He was one of America's great Bible teachers." Dr. Al Mohler also spoke of him. Dr. Al Mohler, of course, with the Southern Baptist Convention. He called MacArthur a lion of the pulpit. He was a preacher God used to make other preachers better preachers. Again, fellow Christian leaders remembering the late John MacArthur, who passed away this week at the age of 86. This is SRN News. An Arizona home believed to be owned by three-time Major League Baseball star has been burglarized. We hear more on the story and some parallels from other sports thefts from correspondent Gethin Kuba.
Police are investigating a burglary at a home reportedly owned by Arizona Diamondback star Ketel Marte. The incident occurred Tuesday night while Marte was playing the MLB All-Star Game in Atlanta. Authorities describe it as a, quote, high-dollar residential burglary, end quote, involving stolen personal items and jewelry. No one was home during the break-in. Records from the Maricopa County Assessor's Office confirm Marte owns a property on the block. The investigation remains active. No further details have been released. I'm Gethin Kuba.
Indiana Fever superstar Caitlin Clark will not play in the WNBA All-Star Game or three-point contest due to injuries. More details at SRNNews.com.